I think there's real possibilities for Scotland. I mean, it looks like a hung parliament at Westminster. Therefore, you get a strong block of SNP MPs and our progressive allies elsewhere. Then we can make a real difference for Scotland. We can make sure that the promises which were made by the three amigos, the Westminster leaders, and in the referendum campaign, are genuinely redeemed, and we can start calling the shots for Scotland. And the opportunities are great. The dangers are great if we're not in that position. We see from last week's autumn statement just what a bleak prospect that would be.
And specifically, you said the Smith Commission has not lived up to what has been promised. Are you going there to see that promises are lived up to?
Yeah, we need real power. I mean, the Smith Commission would lead 70% of tax at Westminster, 80% of welfare, social policy. We know it hasn't, incidentally, because Gordon Brown described their main proposal on income tax as a Tory trap. So, clearly, he didn't have a Tory trap in mind when he made all these pledges and promises in the final stage of the referendum campaign. Now he's retired from politics, he's in no position to stand as a guarantor in anything. Therefore, Scotland will have to be its own guardian, its own guarantor. We'll have to force the pace, we'll have to make the political weather. Now, I think we've got the opportunity to do that. Under Nicola Sturgeon, the SNP has soared to unprecedented heights in political support. There is a real prospect of having a strong block of MPs at Westminster. We should seize that chance and make sure the promises that were made to Scotland are properly delivered.
And just on that point then, you do see the SNP gaining real traction in Westminster in May?
I think we've got a chance, and we've only got a chance if people put their head above the parapet. Now, with so much commitment at the grassroots level, from yes voters certainly, but also from people who voted no but still want to see power for Scotland, if all that commitment from the people, I don't think you can stand on the sidelines, and therefore I've declared my candidacy. I'm putting my head above the parapet, and I know that many others will do the same.
And you mentioned you're a constituency candidate first. There's been a lot of talk of, I suppose, a wider political agenda, but if you are elected in May, how will you be putting the needs of the North East on top of your priorities?
I always have done. That's why the North East has elected me so often. I believe all politics is local. And I'm a constituency MP first and foremost. And that's why I was abused, all this press talk about me standing here, there and everywhere. There was never the slightest possibility of me seeking to represent anyone but the folk of the North East of Scotland.
And just quickly looking at, I suppose, your competition, this has been historically a Lib Dem seat, so Malcolm Booth holding it since 83. And do you and the SNP have the influence to take it from them?
Well, I think folk in the North East like making history, not just reading it.
And one final question. There's been a lot of implication that your ultimate goal here would be to become the new Deputy Prime Minister in the future. Is there anything behind that?
No, I'm not going to be a Deputy Prime Minister, and I'm not going into the House of Lords any time now or in the future. No, my objective is that we have a strong bloc of Scottish National Party MPs who will call the shots for Scotland. Rumble up Westminster, certainly, but also deliver real gains for Scotland, the real power which we were promised in the referendum campaign. That is our due, that's what the pledge was, that's what the vow was, and now we intend to secure that for Scotland.